Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech will by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit enjoy the Spirit.
It's not the word. There is the word that we must preach. And that is what we are here to hear this morning. A church servant of God is in the house. He's also a friend of the house. Praise God. He has oftentimes been addressed as the apostle of the beginning. Praise God. I wonder why he has not written a book about the beginning. I think the church is placing demand on you to author a book about the beginning. Praise God. It's going to be a tremendous blessing to me and to each and every one of you. But it's important for you to be attentive. Now, you need a lot of patience to understand what he's saying. You just need a lot of it. You have to be very, very attentive and relate. Praise God. It will bring hint from here. It will bring another hint from here. And it will conjure them together. It become whole. So if you don't understand that hint, I pray you won't lose in action in Jesus' name. Can we put our hands together? Let's rise on our feet as we bring forth Pastor Olabode Busuye. Welcome.
Please, thank you very much. Let's have a seat. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on, shout a living hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I bring you greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus this morning to this old house for this season and this convention coming together to be blessed of God in this manner. Come on, give the Lord a big hand for the message. Come on, give the Lord a big hand for his message. Thank you very much for coming and be part of this year's Doubter Seas. It's mercy to us to have a platform where we can receive from God, we can hear what He's saying, we can be imparted, we can be blessed, we can be transformed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to appreciate God's servant in the house here and the wife for this wonderful work that God is using them to do here. Can we just give the Lord a hand for Pastor Sheyi and Mommy? Thank you very much, sir, for the labor here and for giving it all to see the work continue here. I want to appreciate Pastor Bello and the wife, every minister of the gospel in this assembly. Thank you for standing strong with brother. Thank you for being there to see the work here progress. Praise the Lord. Amen. Today's Thursday is like the fourth day of this meeting, and this meeting will be on Monday, and I want to appreciate God for all His ministers that He has used here since Monday to this morning. We bless the Lord for all of them. Can we just give the Lord a big hand for them, for sacrificing so much to stand and to be a blessing to us in this meeting. And I met this man of God, I don't know your name, sir. Sorry, I ought to have asked your name when I start there. Okay, sir. I've heard of the name before. That's from London. Okay, you're welcome, sir. Thank you very much for coming and for being a blessing. Can we give the Lord a big hand for this great servant of God? Amen. And it's nice I'm meeting you here. Praise God. I've tried to get across to you. You have been invisible. It's like you have become a wind. Okay, but we thank the Lord for keeping you for us. And can we just appreciate the Lord, God Almighty, for Pastor. Thank you very much, sir, for being there. Amen. Praise the Lord. The thing this year is interesting, and it's interesting, and sometimes because it's a theme or a word that spans through the scriptures, kingdom, 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 and each time that comes, it's always a great task, because all about what God is doing on the earth here is about His kingdom. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And I trust the Lord that heaven has helped us so much in this meeting. I want to trust that in a few minutes I can add one or two things to what is going on here, and heaven can help us to be blessed. Amen. Amen. Can we just pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We appreciate you, our God, our Father. Thank you for your mercy towards us. Yes, it's of your mercy that we have been preserved. It's of your mercy that we are standing. It's of your mercy that we are serving. Thank you for the mercy of the New Testament to be a service, to be of use in the New Testament. Thank you. We appreciate you for your people this morning. I ask you, Lord, bless us together. Bless us together. Send your light, send your truth. Grant us progress in the Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. From the scriptures, from the first reason why man is created is clear. In Genesis 1:28, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And let them have dominion all over the earth. Let them have dominion. So it's clear that the reason for the earthly dimension is to express God's dominion in the face where we find ourselves. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So God's kingdom is placed in heaven, but there's need for the earth to experience that dominion. And amazingly speaking, God will not give up until His dominion is fully fulfilled, manifest on the face of the earth. Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell us that from man's creation, dominion has been a mandate, and God has not stepped aside from that dominion. That's why you find in the scriptures just no teaching the disciples to pray. They just ask Him. I don't know if they didn't ask Him how to pray, how they will be praying. It was because other sects pray. Amen. Other sects pray. Pharisees pray. Pharisees pray. So they have to come and say, teach us to pray. So I don't know, maybe we don't have had that place. Let's pray this man, our Father, what in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. It becomes the main thing again, the first thing that God, Jesus will say, thy kingdom come. So it's clear intention in God's heart to express His dominion. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. But it's clear that something has to engineer that dominion. We call it thy kingdom. It's clear. Let us make man in our image. So the image mandate presumes the dominion mandate. I mean that without the image, dominion will be impossible. His dominion will be impossible. So each time we are going to talk about His kingdom, it comes to face that His dominion, His image becomes the thing that bursts to our faces. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But it doesn't mean, we know that the first Adam was not made in the image of God. We know it was made in the likeness of God. He was made in God's likeness. He was not in God's image. That's why he's called the Son of God. Adam, the Son of God. Amen. So we know there are sons that have God's likeness, but there's none of them that has His image. It's only Jesus that both the image and the likeness. Praise the name of the Lord. So it becomes a vehicle of expression of His kingdom. But before the kingdom came through Jesus, there have been kingdoms. And God's dominion has been tried to express itself. Praise God. God's dominion as it were. I will be talking a little bit this morning about the dynamics of the kingdom. The dynamics of the kingdom. Because one of the difficult things to get to understand is, where is the kingdom? Where is the kingdom? Can you point to the kingdom? Where is the kingdom? That is the difficult thing to do. We know it's the kingdom of God. So the object of the kingdom is God. It's God. It's God. But God is invisible. No man has ever seen God at any time. Are we in the house together? Am I talking to all of us? Praise God. I know you understand what I'm saying. I found grace to be more simple. I think so. Because I come to know that, number one, not everybody can catch up with the speed, and also the fact that we can't finish it in a day. So now I can just slow down and say the little I want to say it, and let others add to it. Amen. So one of the greatest things the most difficult thing to pick is where is the kingdom? Jesus said the kingdom of God does not come with observation. So it means that you don't use eye to pick the kingdom. There is nothing in the sphere of the natural that can point to you, this is the kingdom. So, because they are interested, if what you promised David and our fathers is the kingdom. It's amazing that after Jesus Christ resurrected and was with them for 40 days, he was teaching them things pertaining to the kingdom. And they asked him, will you now at this time restore the kingdom again to Israel? So it means that there is a dominion that they have been expecting, which God brought to visibility through David. Amen. David is the first earthly king that God used to bring his dominion. He brought it down into a sphere that where men can interact with it. But the kingdom itself is spiritual. That's why after David left, he took away the kingdom. I went the house this. So none of his sons could strike what David struck. But they used this tool of David. They became king. They had palaces. The management system of David was not taken away. Those who served David were still there. But he went away with the dominion. I went the house this. That's why you find the book of the prophet that God said, I'm going to restore again the tabernacle of David that was in ruin. So David used something that was in memorial that can't be forgotten. So in time to come, God said, I will bring it back again. That is the expression of my kingdom. That is the place where the dominion of God was expressed on the earth. But the man went away and went away with it. And his children were practicing a kingdom that to them is kingdom, but it's to God. It's not a kingdom. It's not a dominion. It's just an earthly institution of governance. I went in the house this. So you can be in a system. You can be on earth. You can be at a point, oh, something broke forth, and within a second it can move because it's a spirit. I went in the house to that place. So you can see the apparatus of the kingdom of what was used by the kingdom of the earth here. The apparatus is not the same as the kingdom. And that's where the church is missing it. We think when we have built a church, when we have restored a church, when we have built a cathedral, when we have equipped it very well, yeah, it starts. No, it's not there. It's not in the buildings. It's not in the structures. It's not. Amen. Hallelujah. Are we in the house together this morning? So, to them, when will you restore again the kingdom to Israel? Because we remember in the book of Psalm 89, God was speaking concerning David there. Let's read Psalm 89. Psalm 89. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercies shall be built up ever. Thy faithfulness shalt thou establish in the very heaven. What is called faithfulness is what does not pass away. What is ever present and ever sure. It's faithfulness. Are we in the house, please? So I'm saying that is what you are going to establish in the very heaven. I've made a covenant with my chosen. I've sworn unto David my servant. Can we see? Thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generation. And to an earthly people who are the seed of David in the natural, it means that the throne, the seat of governance of David in Jerusalem, it will be preserved to all generations. When God does his things, he leaves the earthly parallel to it. That if you're not careful, you may think that it's bound to the earthly parallel. It's just because whatever is spiritual has a way of descending to the earthly terrain. So you understand that when someone like Solomon, after he died, God said, I'm going to part this government. Amen. 12 tribes of that nation, he gave only 2 to David's son, just as a proof of his faithfulness. He gave it out the 10 to another man called Jeroboam. Are we right together, please? So God was just trying to keep that natural part of the promise. But we know that thy seed and the heavens shall, let's go back to please. Verse 4. Let's go to verse 4. Thy seed will I establish forever and build up thy throne to all generations. It was when Jesus came that we discovered that actually that seed is not the first time God used the seed here. He used the seed when man fell. So he has been on the issue of the seed. To Abraham, he promised him, Abraham and his seed. I went in the house list. From there, it took David and his seed. God saying that he has a seed which is not a natural child. When I'm talking about my dominion, I mean that is the seed with whom I will establish my dominion forever. So why I give Jerusalem, natural Jerusalem, a place on the earth to express that dominion. But what I ask in night, that will be a blessing to all the earth, to all the nations of the earth, all the families of the earth, is that seed, not the seed of David in the flesh. Are we in the house, please? So it's amazing that this Jesus refers, Jesus, thou son of David. There's something in him. Remember the case of Bartimaeus, that blind Bartimaeus. He was pressed down. He screamed, Jesus, the son of David, have mercy. In the midst of that crowd, Jesus turned. But there's something about the throne of David in the spirit, not in Jerusalem. But David clicked to a place in the spirit. For example, David built Zion. He took Jerusalem from Jebusite. And from there, he built Zion. Nobody told him that there's a spiritual Zion. A man on the earth here was following God, and he named the place Zion. And Zion truly is in the spirit. There's a place in the spirit called Zion. He has not come up from Zion in the natural. You have come to the true Zion, the city of the living God. So the living God has a city. Are we in the house, please? Which is not really heaven. Zion is an exalted place in the spirit, not really heaven. That's where God meets his sons. That's where God rests his son. That's where God rests his throne. That's where God's dominion is expressed from. Not a seat that you sit in. It's a throne. It's the power. It's authority. Hallelujah. So this moving kingdom, I remember when God met, God sent Samuel to Saul. Because before Saul came, God was ruling the people using the judges. I went to the house place. From the root of that, he raised the prophetic arm among the judges, where Samuel grew from. Because there was need for the word of the Lord. Not just revelation, not just vision. There's need for the word of the Lord to come into the nation. Because before then, judges were operating with great power and anointing. Are we in the house, please? For 20 years, for 40 years, you will hear an effort. He judged Israel. After he has judged Israel, and Israel addressed, for a moment, before the enemy will come again and assault Israel, they couldn't get into their rest. Are we in the house, please? So, God raised Samuel, and when the people demanded for a king, they didn't want the prophet anymore. Because through the prophet, the voice of the word of the Lord is to come. They wanted a king. They wanted an earthly dominion. They don't want the kingdom of God. Because God's kingdom is not, first of all, an earthly dominion. It's a spiritual dominion. Hallelujah. Oh my God. It's essentially spiritual and completely spiritual. It's essentially spiritual. For example, before the earth was created, was heaven complete? Heaven was complete. Before heaven and earth was made, was God complete? So heaven and earth does not add to God. Are we in the house, please? So if God made heaven and earth, it's because he wants to show forth a purpose in his heart among men. So you can't use heaven and earth to limit God. Are we in the house together, please? So we have reduced God, but it's more than what he created. That's why those who want to know God through the things he created had a problem. Why? Creation is not enough to show forth God. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So, the people rejected that kind of dominion that God was raising. And when they rejected it, God said, they have not rejected you. I am the one that rejected. Because it's my dominion at that time that was on earth through Samuel. See the way Samuel was raised. Bible says Samuel was a young boy who would not allow any word of the Lord to fall. It's a child who was groomed with the word of the Lord. He both hear it as voice and not the word. I went in the house, please. Amen. So when it was rejected, it was God's dominion that was rejected. And so, God raised Saul. Let me read some few things to you from that place today. And maybe you can pick one or two thoughts together this morning. Praise the Lord. Let me read from 1 Samuel, please. 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel. Amen. Chapter 8. From verse 9. Now therefore hearken unto their voice, albeit yet protest solemnly unto them, and shew them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And Samuel told them all the words of the Lord unto the people that ask of him a king. And he said, this shall be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariot. I went to the house, please. God was describing a manner of a kingdom to them. When they rejected one kingdom, the one that will come as a manner, and we appoint him captain and all of that. Let's see verse 17. He will take the tent of your sheep, and you shall be his servant. Verse 18, and you shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you, which ye shall have chosen you, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. How will God appoint a king for them? I went to the house this. That they can observe. Because the one they had before, if they can, if they could observe it, they won't ask for a change. Am I with you? If they knew that God was in their midst, they won't ask for a change. They could observe it. God gave them one that they can observe. It will take more wives. It will take more servants. It will take all of that. And that will be your lot. On that day you will cry. Because you want to live by observation. You will cry, I will not hear you in that day. Just remember that David also took wives. Is it true? Is it true? He took wife, he had servants. Yet, he was not rejected. So it's not the expression that is causing rejection, but the focus of the people. Yes, because God said to David, if you have asked me for more wives, I will have given them to you. My problem is the one you took. I went in the house to get a place. So, under that economy, God permitted that externalities. But the externality is not the issue. It's not the issue. It's issue. It's that the people can discern the Lord in the midst of the externalities. Let me bring this. And that can be a problem we have, for example. For example, in a nation like Nigeria, things are not looking well. I went in the house this. Let me ask you in this place. How many of you have lied this morning? You know you lied and the Holy Ghost told you, this is lie. Not every Nigerian lie. I don't lie. I went in the house, please. And I know Christian Nigeria who doesn't lie. Some, like we said, some few people in Nigeria lie. It's their lifestyle. They're trained by it, and the world has known us like that. But you're going to meet amazing Nigerians who don't lie, who don't earn, who don't spend beyond their earning. I know them. I know many of them. So that things look this way in Nigeria, it's not because we are all together in that trend. I will write to a place. That is external observation. If you pick Nigeria by that, you won't see God's kingdom. And the same happens to anywhere I find. I was in London. I saw all the things, one of the things in London. I saw the Arab invasion in London. I saw all of that. If you look at that, you just tell you, this nation is gone. But I know it's not true. If I look at that observation, I will give up. I will lose what God has to do in the midst of the people. What is doing? I went to the house, please. So the first thing was that the people want to live by observation. If a king, why did they reject Solomon? Heavy taxes. I went to the house, please. They sent elders to him and said, we have served your father. And when we served him, it was heavy yoke. We couldn't bear it. Can you reduce the yoke a little? And the guy heard them. You know the old story. He called the elders. They said, come on, adjust. He called the people of his age mate. They said, don't mind them. So he decided not to reduce the yoke. Not only that, he told them that my father actually torments you with scorpion, but I will torment you with serpent. I will put more yoke upon you. And the whole of Israel said, to your tent, O Israel, so that it may come to pass concerning the word of the Lord which he has spoken to Jeroboam. If that the Lord has spoken concerning Jeroboam and intend to change leadership at that point, it will do it. It will put more taxes, and the people will go through it. So, even in the political scene in Nigeria, for example, if some things does not come by the word of the Lord, you may see it going bad. I'm telling you, in this election going on now, let all of us go and join party. We need still change what will be now. I'm not saying to have joined 10 years ago that we may not have accustomed to it. I went the house this. But trying to save the matter now may not save anything. Why? Because there are forces in the spirit that governs the territory we live in. It's not just a visible, physical territory. It's a territory under the striving of spirits. I tell you, there are things I see and I say, if the judge goes this way, it's going to make sense. But I tell you, go and say it. Something will not make it make sense. It will not make sense. Don't you know it? And you are saying, but then you meet 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. Yes, true. But to the larger people that will make a change, it will make sense. So there must be a power that is keeping them from responding. Issue of dominion is not mathematical. I tell you. For example, how do you think about the Arab invasion across the earth today? What can you do to stop it? What can you do to stop it? It's something that has gained wave of spirit across the earth. You know Wala is coming, yet you can't do anything about it. Than to connect to what heaven is doing on the earth. What is doing on the earth, where is dominion is present, to function in there, and to see how he will use his dominion to overrule every dominion. Which may not be immediate. That you are dead or something that you will save the catastrophe in the next 20 years. But at the end of the day, is dominion roulette over all? Are we in the house, please? That at the end of the day, it's like you're going to check the end of the story of the notebook. You just know that, we won the match. We went back to say, yeah, let's go on. It does not stop you from all the crises you will go through in the process. Are we in the house, please? Praise the Lord. So for Samuel, the kingdom was described concerning Saul. But you understand that the only thing that God asked for Saul, which is going to be the movement of his dominion, is not in anything that Saul does. Is on the fact that God has spoken by his word that he will remember the sins of the Amalekites. And because Amalekites invaded or stopped God's people when they were going into their dominion, are we in the house, please? So in that generation which is the fourth, God will ensure that the cup is full. And they will be needed for judgment. That was the word of the Lord concerned for word of the Lord for Saul. Remember that Saul set out because of his father's ass that got lost. Is that not right? And he has looked for it everywhere. They have not found it. Until somebody told them that Samuel is come down that day. So, to him, they want to go and look, to go and ask the man of God concerning the lost ass. So, before they got there, God has told them, I'm not making in the order of what they requested for. But I will give him only one thing, a trust that will determine if I will be there with him. that if my dominion will be there. The kingdom of Israel now is established as a kingdom, which will have a king, and all the paraphernalia of a king are we in the house, please. But one thing to God is that if I will be there, he must pass this test. He must know how to separate between the matters of the kingdom and every other matters. So when Samuel met him, Samuel gave him words. How the ass will be found. Signs will meet on the road. All others were there. He now took him beside and told him the matters of the kingdom. What was the matter? The manner of how God would invade his leadership and change it from what he had in mind to do away with as what can perpetuate his interest. I went in the house, please. If it is true, you represent flesh. But if spirit invades flesh, spirit will change flesh. So it means that if Saul had obeyed God, God would have continued with Saul and not David. By his wisdom, he will know how to bring David in. Not at that time. So, it means that Saul cannot say that you have chosen David all the time. God gave him the word of the kingdom. And himself noted, when they asked him, what did Samuel tell you? He told them everything. Except. So it means that Saul knew what pertained to the kingdom. He knew it. So he didn't tell them. What was it? Samuel was telling him what will happen on that day. You know, it was many years after he ascended the throne that the battle really came in. I went in the house, please. That was where God was looking at. Oh Saul, what will be thy lot in this matter? Let's see what that will happen. So it's good that God does not prefer anyone. It is your response to him that determines your preference. Even if you seek ahead of it, it's only wait for what you will do when you get there. So let's see what he told him. I have very short time. I don't know if I can make a sense in this journey. Amen. You know, Pastor, I'm not used to 1 hour message. You know me for that. But it's okay for the sake of this. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, First Samuel. Let's read First Samuel. I want us to read scriptures so that things can stay with us. Hallelujah. Okay. Chapter 10. Are you in 10? Verse 3. Then shalt thou go on forward from thence, and thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor, and there shall meet thee 3 men, going up to God to Bethel, one carrying 3 kids, another carrying 3 loaves of bread, another carrying a pot of wine. They are all signs. Signs for his initiation into the kingdom. So when you meet that, it's telling you what manner it's going to be. And they will salute thee and give thee 2 loaves of bread, which thou shalt receive of their hands. Amen. And thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistine. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets, coming down from the high place, with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them, and shall be turned into what? Verse 7. Let it be then, when these signs are come unto thee, that thou do as occasion serve thee. For God. See there. It's really sweet. God is sweet. But you can see, he's there. He's in It's in italics, your Bible, or it's in bracket this way. It means it was not there to start with. Right? For God with it. It means that these things will determine if God is with thee. God is with thee at that point. Start as responding. To the next place that will show that you have been like the God with thee. Are we in the house place? God is with thee, but you will show it. Verse 8. And thou shalt go down before me. Can you see that? To Gilgal. The way it is written, you think that, you know, he wrote, told him what he would see on that day. Are we right? From that moment, he moved, he zoomed. He didn't tell him, when you get to the palace, when, no, the Spirit, God is with you. God is with you. Keep on. He will lead you to that day. In that day, it will be in Giga. I went to the house together, please. And behold, I will come down unto thee to offer burnt offerings and to sacrifice sacrifices of peace offering. 7 days shalt thou tarry till I come to thee and show thee what thou shalt do. And it was so. When he had turned his back to go for Samuel, God gave him another heart. And all those signs came to pass. Except verse 8. I went in the house, please. Let's see what happened in the battle some days after. You're going to read that, please. I just want to show a dynamics here. See, in verse chapter 11. Let's see 11. Praise God. Verse 10. Okay, let me not waste time. Verse 13. And Saul said, there shall not a man be put to death. They took one battle. That was battle against the Philistines here. They were took in a battle, and Saul came in and he rescued the people from that war. Amen? He brought victory. And so they were going to kill those who were saying that Saul shall not reign over them. So Saul said, there shall not a man be put to death this day, for today the Lord has wrought salvation in Israel. Then said Samuel to the people, come, let us go to Gilgal. Are you there? When you get there, what are we going to do? We will renew the kingdom. Renew means we will move the kingdom. Before it has been an earthly kingdom with you. But we can move it into the spirit. When we move into the spirit, it will become an eternal kingdom. I'm in the house, please. Have I lost people? So then said Samuel to the people. He didn't say to Saul. He has told Saul before. I went in the house, please. He was telling the people now, come! Let us go to Gilgal and renew the kingdom there. Let's give Saul a chance to partake in God's dominion. I went in the house, please. I discovered, sir, that many of us began with God in the flesh. Yes. Even ministry, sometimes it was you were angry with the ministry. When you started your own, I went to the house, please. I discovered that God will not stay abide on it. He will only give you a chance to move the kingdom into its accuracy. But the problem is that the act of disobedience that made you rebel to start with may not leave you. God does not give up. When he has his mandate to the people, he doesn't give up. We normally call it without the gift of God, the gift and the calling of God without repentance. Come, let's go. So let's see what happened in Gilgal. I'm taking time here, but maybe it's worth it. I don't know. Praise God. Are we in the house together, please? Let me pick the event at Kivga. Amen. Okay. I want to get that battle of that day between Israel and the Amalekites. You get it with me? Okay. Is that, you are still there? Okay. I thought you helped me to get a place. Okay. Chapter 13. Thank you very much. 13. Are you there, please? Verse 6. And when the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were distressed, then the people did hide themselves in caves, and in thickets, and in rocks, and in high places, and in pits. And some of the Hebrews went over Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. As for Saul, he was yet in Gilgal. Are you there? And all the people followed him trembling. Verse 8. And he tarried 7 days. Does it look like what we were talking about before? He tarried how many days? So he was keeping his word of renewal gradually. But it's a message. It's a word. Yes, it's a word. We can't partially obey it. According to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal. And the people were scattered from him. He told the people, let's go to Gilgal. And Saul said, bring either a burnt offering to me, and peace offering, and offer the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering, the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him, that he might salute him. And Samuel said, what hast thou done? And Saul said, because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed. But it was on 7 days. 7 days has not passed. Can you see? Why did he take that step? Because the people were leaving him. And that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. Therefore said I, the Philistines will come down now upon me, I said. Not God said. I said that the Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal. And I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself, therefore, and offered a burnt offering. And Samuel's incursion straight came, said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have done what? Upon Israel forever. If God will establish his kingdom upon Israel forever, it means that his kingdom will become God's kingdom. Because they have told him how the kingdom will be renewed. You will begin in the flesh, but we will come in and give you a chance to move into the spirit. But because he has not learned obedience. He has not learned the key of the kingdom. Obedience. To obey is better than sacrifice. And to hearken than the fat of ram. It means that what will take you into it is not your... Because when you are there, the enemy is stronger than you. Yeah, it's reasonable. If a king led you to a battle, and one by one, they start to leave. And your enemy set against you. And they are increasing. And you are on the 7th day, not 6th day. At that point, your mind will be suggesting, what is the way forward? How do we save this matter? In fact, the way this nation is going now, I tell you, in fact, I'm more bothered about Nigeria than I don't know how many. Every day, sometimes my DP responds in Kwasafo, Nigeria. Why are we this way? Why are we this way? But the amazing thing about God is that what He will do, there's a time to do it. I went to the house place. From the years of Saul, God was there as if, and Saul was doing his own things. That God was winning battles for Saul. But to God, this is a major battle that is a kingdom determined battle. Hallelujah. But when he got there, he missed it. What am I talking about? The dynamic of the kingdom is that you must be able to negotiate with how God is bringing the kingdom to us by the word of his commandment. For example, to Israel, when God was going to raise a nation called Israel, he came and chose the law and the prophets. That means that if you follow the law and the prophets, my dominion will be with you. Because the reason for all he gave, either in the tabernacle, worship or whatever, is that he wants to be in their midst. Is that not true? He told them, raise the tabernacle. Make a sanctuary for me, and I will be in their midst. Anywhere God is where his dominion is. Because sometimes God's anointing can be somewhere and it's somewhere there. I went to the house place. So it's anointing is not enough to locate where he is. He could leave back his anointing there and he has moved. He saw the woman at the well. My father saw worshiping this mountain. But you guys say in Jerusalem ultimate to worship. He said, no, you have forgotten. It's passed already. Your father was in the mountain. Somebody is in Jerusalem, but God has moved it down from that place to a place called spirit and truth. Where God is desired, that men will worship him. I went to the house place. So where is spirit and truth? Point to it. Because God is changing the kingdom from earthly to spiritual. That he will own. He's giving men chance to connect to a place where they can never miss him. It means with that place, God is. It's not God was. I went to the house place. Paul described it in the measure of faith. He said, now faith is. It means that I went to the house place. So it means before then, there was a faith. But now faith is. They're describing where God is presently. I went to the house together, please. And he that cometh to God must believe that he is, not he was. So, say comet. Come and say comet. What does it mean to come? We have to make progress with God. God is always advancing. God is not stagnant. God is not stagnant. God is always moving. God is always moving. God has a target. So those who come to God must locate the east. That's why they will need truth. They will need spirit to get east. You can't get east if you are not in the spirit and if you are not in truth. I went in the house together, please. So, for the children of Israel, he gave them the law and the prophets. And that's why, as they miss to respond to the voice of the prophet, they miss God. Can you see that? So as it can come to pass that God has intended that the kingdom will be of the seed of David. Amen. Because while the prophets were on prophesying, there were other kings on the throne. Can we see that? So if they obey the prophets, they will connect to the kingdom and they will perpetuate an earthly kingdom of other kings. I went to the house this. And the kings were not obeying God. So God allowed them, because they were stiff-necked people, so that what God has proposed will not come to pass through them until Christ will come. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So when Christ came, there was a concern with these people who have gone through this history of God dealing with his people and God stepping aside. when will you now, how do we now discern your kingdom? We know the kingdom come. It is true, we pray it. And I think since I knew the Bible, I've been praying that prayer. Amen. It's called the Lord's Prayer. Our Father is the way to end every prayer. Amen. If you greet God in the grandchild, every prayer ends with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Even the one within the that kingdom come, that will be done on earth as it is in heaven. It does it here until it ends. Amen. And when the house is, we recite it, we pray it, and we're still praying it. But when the kingdom comes, how do you discern it? So the reason, for example, when God was going to change the kingdom again, listen to me. John the Baptist is the end of the law and the prophet. So, John the Baptist was sent to go and prepare the way for the new kingdom. What is the job? The job is you need to prepare their mind. Because the kingdom that is to come is not like the former one. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not like the one they have seen. It's a different kingdom. So what is the preaching? Repent. For the kingdom of God is what? Change your mindset. You need to get prepared. It's not going to be the way you understood it. It's a different one. It will be with you. You won't see it. The former one that had, he had earthly expression to a dimension. You can see David. You can see a throne. You can see landmark of David's obedience to God. I went in the house place. It's clear. But this one, it won't use a palace. It won't use a throne. I went in the house place. It will be a kingdom moving. Hallelujah. A person will embody the kingdom. Get prepared. It's not a military kingdom. You won't see soldiers with him. You won't see much big money in their account. I went in the house, please. Because today, you know, it's when money is flowing to our hands very well that kingdom is moving. See, see, God is helping the ministry. See, God is faithful. It can be the point you are missing it. Amen. So, that he's doing well in the afternoon does not mean that the kingdom is there. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. And that was the conclusion. To start with, he was born in a manger. And they say, a king is born today, not tomorrow. Not the king 30 years time. A king is born today. Yet he was born in the manger. How do you relate with that? Why everything in Israel was going normally? A star was leading a people from the east who were just about their own business to the place where the child was born. Yet Pharisees were in Israel preparing for the kingdom, training their followers, teaching their followers, instructing their followers. So you can have a perception of when the kingdom is coming, but you may not see it. What did I say? You can have a perception. You can have some signs on the earth, but you may not discern it. That's why you need, except a man be born again, he cannot see. He didn't say, except a man be born again, that's when he will see. He can be born again and not see. But it's exclusively decided that except he's born again. So whatever he's not going to see without the new birth, it's not kingdom. Thank you. Amen. We're talking about the present kingdom. Not the kingdom of David. Not the kingdom that is by the law and the prophet. You remember in the book of, is it Matthew? It said until the day of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffers violence. And that version, what's the version there? Is it Mark version? I like the way he puts it. Let me check out. I like the way he puts that language. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I've told you that time flies like, when I start preaching, time flies. Amen. But don't mind, I'm going to round up very soon because I'm getting one hour and I'll try to abide by that. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Okay. Let's check the Luke version. Luke 16. Say the law and the prophet. Let's check Luke 16:6. 16:16, please. 16:16. The law and the prophet were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man press it into it. So it means that when John began to preach, men were allowed to press. Are we in the house, please? It means they are trying to forcefully enter. Enter by force. When Christ came, he took force away and brought spirit through his death as access. Are we in the house, please? So, in Christ, it's no more, you don't press. Men don't try to press. Are we in the house together, please? You understand that those who followed John, for example, many of them came into Christ. But God allowed your pressing. He won't overlook your pressing, your efforts. The kingdom of God is preached, and every man press into it. That is until John. When after John left, John led them into the kingdom of God, which is Jesus' expression. Praise the name of the Lord. So when Christ came in there, a new kingdom, we see the kingdom of God with another dynamics. With another dynamics. The dynamics of this kingdom, listen to me, it's going to be through a person called Jesus. That's why, except a man be born again, he cannot see. So, Jesus represents everything about the kingdom. It's the embodiment. So when he said, thy kingdom come, it is the Son of God come. It is what the Son of God raises as his kingdom that they will deliver to the Father. That is the end. It's what he gathers that is handed to the Father. I want the house, please. Which is the ultimate kingdom. So we talk today about the kingdom of his Son. Colossians chapter 1. Giving thanks to the Father who has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. So there is a kingdom of his dear Son. Are we in the house, please? The kingdom coming is the kingdom of his dear Son and the kingdom of the Father. Remember Jesus said, he said, I will not drink of you of this fruit of the vine until I drink it with you in my Father's kingdom. So there is the Father's kingdom to which the Son is a trustee. Amen. Jesus Christ prepared them for the kingdom by speaking to them mysteries of the kingdom. For example, he told them the kingdom of God is like 3 miles of meals that a woman sold 11 unto all 11. Telling you that this man coming that is with you here, it's spirit, soul, and body, embodying a kingdom. And we're in the houseness. Jesus Christ is spirit, soul, and body. Kingdom of God. That's why it's called the song of resurrection. And we're in the houseness. He gave lots of parables about the kingdom, describing the son. All the parable is about the son. The son, listen to me. The son as Jesus, to the son as Christ. I will explain to you. Do I have time for that? Do I have time for that? Amen. Amen. Pastor, should I close now? I should round off. The kingdom as Jesus to, what does it say in the book of Hebrews? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Looking unto, it means when you see Jesus, you will see much more. There's something in Jesus you need to see. How God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Not imputing to them their trespasses, but he has committed to the word of reconciliation. It means that somebody was in Christ, called God. Who was in Jesus? Christ. What did I say? Somebody was in Christ. Who is he? Who was in Jesus? Christ. That's why it's called the man Christ Jesus. I went in the house. So you began with Jesus, who died on the cross. That is the gateway into the kingdom. New bad. I went in the house to get a place. It's a person. Come on, say a person. So you have an entrance. You have the abiding. That's why, except a man be born again, he cannot see. But you need to get more. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he can enter into the kingdom. Can you see that? As a man be born of obedience completely, he cannot inherit the kingdom. I went in the house to get a place. So there's flight in the kingdom. There is entrance the kingdom. There is inheriting the kingdom. Jesus was not born the kingdom until he became a son of God as Christ. That's when he obtained a kingdom. When he was in the flesh, he was teaching them about the kingdom. No one could enter into it. He had to down the cross. I went in the house, please. After death, he opened the way. He had to go into the pit to obtain the kingdom as Christ. Amen. That is the Son of God. Now, that is why the kingdom is a mystery. Except you see Christ from his beginning to the end. There's his beginning to his end. The end of Christ is God. When you are born again, you have just enlisted in the kingdom. What is the enlistment? Enlistment to sight it. God, if you can't see it, you can't enter it. So it means, let me tell you this one. So for 30 years, by mercy, I follow God's kingdom. I have moved from wave to wave. As the kingdom gear changes, I know where it changes, remember? I know when we're born again those days, all in SU. Amen. When one answer in those days, when you are in SU meeting, you will see the evidence presence of God. You will be arrested not by preaching. You will know God is in this midst. The word we heard in those days were as the word of God, not the word of men. I went in the house place. The over is season, something move. Something move. God is a moving God. In him we live, in him we move, until we have our own essence inside of him. Right up on your feet this afternoon and bless the name of the Lord. Appreciate him. You will not be trapped, you will make progress. That's the prayer. You will not be trapped, you will make progress. You will make progress, you will make progress, you will make progress. You will obey through, you will obey through, you will obey through, you will obey through. So there is better than sacrifice. If you stay where you are today, you will die there. The Lord is moving the spirit. The Lord is moving the spirit. Move with God. Make progress in the spirit. Sight the Son. Let the voice of the Son sound in your heart. Lord, we thank you this afternoon. All the glory and praise to you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Father, we bless your name. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for bringing understanding our ways.
thank you for bringing insight. Thank you for breathing life upon the scriptures. Thank you for bringing illumination. Oh, my Father, I give praise. Thank you because this has been impactful. It has imparted us. We are grateful. Lord, thank you. Lord, we pray for replenishment. I pray for increase of grace. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, my Lord. Zimbrini musabra dosari, O jaraba de yinini musanta karaba shindere. Oh Lord, I thank you. In Jesus' name we've worshipped.
Amen. Hallelujah. We need to pray. I saw in a vision that in Akure a window is opened in darkness and there is an invasion of an epidemic. I see maggots flying. And we can shut it now. We can shut it now.
Thank you, man of God. The Bible, Jesus in appearing, in his first appearance, in his immediate appearance to John in the book of Revelation, there was something he said. He said, I'm he that has the keys of hell and death. He said to Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom, that whatever you bind on earth is bound, and whatever you lose is loose. I want us to shut that portal. I want us to shut that portal. I want us to shut down that portal of epidemic. Somebody is opening a portal by the keys of the kingdom, by the authority of the kingdom. We shut down that portal of epidemic and demonic invasion into this land. We shut them down in the name of Jesus. We refuse that portal to be opened. We command the foul spirit operating as an epidemic, the spirit of death, we bind you and we cast you back into the pit. We cast you out of this land in the name of Jesus. We declare that we will not allow you. We stand as priests of the Most High God. We stand as kings of the Most High God. And we put forth and declare in the word of a command. The Bible says wherever the word of a king is, there is power. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We remove you out of this land. We shut that portal in the name of Jesus. Every human agency that is opening, that is trying to open that portal, we shut you down in the name of Jesus. We refuse you entry. We stand as watchmen. We stand in the gates. And we shut the gates to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you. Oh, Rebaba Baba Zandahiskafa. We refuse you entrance. We refuse to stand as gate men. We stand as custodians of the spirit realm. Of the spirit realm over this nation, over this land. And we say no epidemic. No epidemic. The Bible says no evil shall come near our dwelling place. No evil will come near our dwelling. No evil. We rebuke every evil. Every evil machinations, every evil maneuvering. We shut you down in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. In the name of the Lord Jesus. We stand as watchmen. We stand as gate men. We take the keys of the kingdom. And we shut the portal. In the name of Jesus. No epidemic will come into this land. No demon of death will ravage this land. We cast down every spirit responsible for this in the name of Jesus. Every human agent that is reviving you, we bind them in the name of Jesus. The Bible says they will not be able to perform the enterprise. Everything within your hands that is enabling to perform, we take it away from you in Jesus' name. We come against the strong man of the land, the Western spirit. We say enough of your oppression. You will not kill anyone. Father, we pray for the invasion of the kingdom. We pray that you will send angels into this land. Angels will begin to minister to people. People will begin to have divine visitations. Oh, men will be turned back into the kingdom. In the name of Jesus. We ask because of mercy. We open the portal of mercy over this land and over the people, that their hearts will be receptive to the preaching of the gospel again. Deliver us, O God, from the power of religion. Let light break upon this land. In the name.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299. Or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocesis every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.